Okay, everybody, welcome back. Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. In this next segment, we want to get into a very hot topic right now. And that topic is the Black Lives Matter movement. Please understand that there is a difference between the movement and the organization. It's a lot of similarities, but there is a little different. So I want to address a couple things. You know, I heard somebody refer to Black Lives Matter as a like Black Power group or a Black supremacy group. So I want you to think about this. You know, a group like the KKK, its design is to push the narrative of white supremacy and create a fear in people that allows the organization like the KKK to be so powerful. But with the Black Lives Matter movements, this is, you know, Black power. And what the term Black power means is empowerment. Okay, so it's more of empowerment. It's not like going and being just overly violent and burning churches and burning crosses and stuff like that. That's not what it's about. So what it's about is giving equality and equity to people of color. It's about giving you a space where you can operate in and be yourself. It's about giving you a space where you can be creative and you can compete in society for jobs, for the pursuit of happiness, for quality of life. So it's about empowering Black people and people of color. So let's just make sure that we get that situated, and you know, and so that people can understand that. So I would encourage you, if you don't know anything about the movement, I would encourage you to take some time and go spend some time with other people who don't look like you, people who have not lived the same experiences that you have. I challenge you to go spend some time with them, and hopefully you gather a better understanding of what's really going on. So that's that. So with that being said, I want to say thank you to everyone. Thank you for coming out and listening to the Juice Box Podcast. We have a lot more content coming up in the future, so make sure that you reach out to us. You can find us at CoachJohnWillis@gmail.com or at Coach_John_Willis on Instagram. So please don't hesitate. Feel free to reach out with your questions, comments, and concerns, or what's going on in your neck of the woods right now. Please share that with us at the show. All right. Thank you. Grace and peace. Welcome, everybody, to the Juice Box. Yeah. I'm your host, Coach John Willis. And welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Juice Box. As we get started, we'd like to thank our sponsors, Dr. Bethany Nutrition, Convoy Basketball, Max Hoops, the CJW brand, and Leadership Surge. Now, today, on the Juice Box, we're going to start out with an update. Yeah, that's right. Coach John Willis is the new men's basketball head coach at South Puget Sound Community College in Olympia, Washington. Let's go, baby. 20 years in the making. I remember being a junior in high school and writing in my program booklet that I wanted to be a college basketball head coach, and now we have done it. That's right. There's 7 million people in the state of Washington. Only 175 of them can say they are a college basketball coach. So we are thrilled and excited. I'm sure you'll get a chance to meet some of the players as well before we go out. Now, biggest thing I've learned this week is to protect your time and your energy. Protect your time and your energy. Time is important because it's the only resource that you cannot get back. And when I'm talking about your energy, I'm talking about the direction in which you are moving. So when you think about it, when you think about it also, the concept of energy. So nothing can move two directions at the same time, right? So no living thing can move two directions at the same time. So it's the same thing with your energy. So I'm saying, like, you can't walk forward and backwards simultaneously. So with your energy, if you are giving something your energy, that means that you're not giving something else your energy. For example, if you're spending your time working out, then that means you're not eating junk food because you're working out during that time. So the same thing with your energy. So that was big for me this week. You know, if you are going to, you know, say I have this new opportunity, I'm going to focus on completing this task or completing this goal, you don't need to backtrack and give your energy to something or someone else that may have impacted you in a negative manner. Because if you do that, then now you're not really putting energy and effort toward the goals or toward what it is that you're trying to accomplish next, because you're so worried about what happened in the past. It's hard to grab hold to the future if you are holding on to the past. I love that quote. So that's the biggest thing I learned this weekend. Next thing on the show, we're going to talk about success. Success is elusive, and most people do not get success. Most people are not successful because it's so hard to handle. And there's so many things that have to go right. You know, in order for you to be successful, you need help from people. You need to be prepared. You need the right opportunity to come, and you need somebody to take a chance on you if you're going to be successful as far as achieving a goal or reaching a dream. So not everybody can do it because it's hard, and it forces you to have, like, tough conversations, right? You know, it makes things change. You know, with me being head coach now, there are certain things that I'm not doing, right? Like, if you're not valuing my time, then I'm not going to give you my time. You know, plain and simple. You know, being a head coach is just a whole different world. So that's that as we talk about success. We're going to take a break and pay some bills, and we'll be right back on the Juice Box.